Ah. You have some ideas.
You sound like you might have a cold or something.
No, I just woke up.
Oh.
Well, I didn't just woke up. I woke up about 26 minutes ago.
Nice.
But I don't know. I like it when my voice is like this.
Yeah, it's a little more like country Johnny Cash bad.
Well, it's more masculine.
Right.
I get a lot more respect when I'm, like, if I have a cold and then I go into some, you know, hardware store or something, people treat me a little more respectfully.
Yeah, of course.
Or maybe I just have more confidence. I'm wondering if there is actually a way you can get your voice changed so it's always like it is when you have a cold.
Well, if you kept things really dry, it might, you know, like you didn't drink a lot of water, drank a lot of whiskey.
Ah, yeah.
That might, and smoked a lot.
I should do some experiments.
Yeah, like a 5-year experiment.
There's maybe some people who are like me and their voice isn't quite what they'd like it to be. So, yeah, okay.
Okay. Oh, shoot. Hang on a second. We'll come back to that in just a second.
Okay. Stop everything.
Audio Jungle. Audio Jungle.
Can't let me start without
without her epic music.
Exactly.
I just realized my problem, Chris.
What's your problem?
I had my earphones in the wrong ears.
Like they were reversed, you mean, or?
Well, yeah, like I just have like the little earbuds right now.
Right.
And I had the one with the little R on it in my left ear. See what I'm saying?
So everything was backwards.
Yeah. In backwards stereo.
Which I'm pretty sure it's mono, isn't it? Skype, or is it stereo? I don't even know.
I'm pretty sure it's, well, if you're just speaking into one mic with that's a mono mic, it would be mono.
If I talk from over here, does it sound like I'm on the left?
Yeah, fully.
Just the right?
Yeah, go from left to right.
Hello, Chris, this is me talking into the microphone. In stereo.
In podcast stereo.
I should do like surround sounds podcasting. So you can have like effects, you know, like it sounds like something in
like,
the back.
Can you tell that my cereal bowl that I'm eating my porridge out of is sort of to the right of the mic?
Yes.
Yeah.
I can feel that in my brain.
Be like you're right in the room, right in the little office with whoever's podcasting.
Totally. Yeah. Logic has some sort of like surround sound editing I could add. I don't know how that works exactly, but
I think that'd be good.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting here in my PJs with my leather jacket on, eating some porridge.
That's
edgy.
Yeah, Australian badass.
Fully. I sleep in my leather jacket, man. Just in case I have to be bad in the night.
Is that the like Paul Hogan required gear? Australian issued Paul Hogan Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah, I don't know.
Outfit?
I never got that memo.
Like when you became an Australian citizen, right?
Yeah.
And then did they like hand you the knife? And you have to say, that's not a knife. And you pull out a bigger knife. That's part of the ceremony, I understand.
Yeah.
And then the leather jacket.
And then you have to rip a antenna thing off the back of a car and use it as a boomerang.
Right. We should have that would be something we could do as a live, like record ourselves watching Crocodile Dundee. Post that as an episode.
That'd be a long episode.
I'm guessing that movie doesn't hold up very well. Like,
what do you mean?
Like, it looks
modern
dated.
Standards?
Yeah, like it was recorded in '86, so or published.
I don't know. Actually, maybe we should find out if it does.
Well, that's
haven't seen it in an awfully long time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's an 1986 Australian comedy film set in the Australian Outback and in New York City, starring Paul Hogan as the weathered Mick Dundee. Hogan's future wife, Linda Kozlowski, portrayed Sue Charlton.
Oh, yeah. I remember that red dress she wore. Kind of with big holes cut out in the side.
film was made on a budget of under $10 million as a deliberate attempt to make a commercial Australian film that would appeal to mainstream American audience, but proved to be a worldwide phenomenon. Huh.
I remember wanting to get a Crocodile Dundee hat.
Yeah, totally. That
young boy.
Whatever kind of hat that's called.
Well, that one was just his hat, really. Like an Akubra.
Okay.
But with the little, he had all the little, what was it? Croc teeth around the edge of it.
Yeah.
Claws, or I don't even know what it was. But I'm sure it was cool.
It grossed $174 million at the box office. It was the second highest grossing film that year after, can you guess which other movie came out?
In 86?
Yeah, that beat Crocodile.
Listeners,
don't
with
tell.
The robot who like comes to life.
Short Circuit?
Yeah.
Is that what you're thinking of? No, yeah. Unfortunately.
No.
Close. A different robot. Tom Cruise in Top Gun was the other movie.
Of course. I wasn't allowed to watch Top Gun.
No, because of the volleyball scene?
Yeah. Yeah, my parents weren't into sports.
That's interesting. I guess it probably is fairly, is fairly racy or whatever, especially for the time.
It was. Yeah. And for the age of a young impressionable boy.
Yeah.
I'm still not allowed to watch it. I've never seen it. Is it good?
It's our mutual father's favorite film, apparently.
Our mutual fathers?
Yeah. Well, we share a father. Does that mean? Our father-in-law.
Which father do we share? Oh, not real father. Right. I mean, like, married father. It's his favorite film. Oh, that's right. It is.
Mm-hmm. So I can't believe you haven't watched it, but maybe we gave it to Christmas. Yeah, you just always left the room. I'm going to go to the bathroom. You guys start it. Go ahead. Chris has been in the bathroom for like an hour.
Yeah, which isn't that odd.
Are you a bathroom reader?
No, I'm not. I just really enjoy it in there. It's so peaceful.
There is a certain amount of fun, I think, especially once you have kids, that it's kind of like it's one of the few doors in a house that lock, and kids kind of forget that you're in there for a while.
Yeah. Ours doesn't lock.
No. No. That's too bad.
It's a rolling, one of those sliding doors.
Oh, yeah. At least that gives you a little more warning if somebody's coming in.
Yeah. Yep, so big shout out to Tom Cruise.
Right.
Hey, buddy. Love your work.
What's the last Tom Cruise movie you saw, you think?
Oh, that I think it was called, like, it was pretty recent, Oblivion or something like that. He's like some space guy.
Yeah. Well,
guy on Earth. And then there's some aliens involved and some explosions, I think.
And what would you rate it?
That was pretty good in a sense of like something to watch. I liked the sort of tonal color scheme of the movie, sort of like whitey. I don't know. I did. I liked like the color
palette
correction styling. Or something. There's a word for it that people use, but I kind of liked that.
It's like the post
edited the footage
apocalyptic
post production. Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of post apocalyptic. I love any, actually, to be honest, it doesn't matter how bad a movie is. If it's post apocalyptic, I'm in. Mm. Because I've always wanted to live through an apocalypse.
Because
come out the other end.
You kind of do, like, if it weren't for your long suffering wife, you probably would want to live in like a hole in the ground and like. No? Steampunk?
Oh, yeah. No, I was agreeing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
With your new voice, like, it's hard to tell if you're agreeing or...
Because it's so badass.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'd live in a hole in the ground. Well, if it was cool.
Yeah.
With a whole rack of guns and weapons and things and, like, secret entrances and...
Right, and like kind of thing. Lots of like booby traps and stuff where, like, if you come in the wrong way, all of a sudden it'll like snap your neck or something. Some wire will cut your head off and stuff.
Now I'm sounding like some like crazy gun freak.
Well, no, not guns necessarily, but like just
I said guns,
right? But. Other sorts of interest, like it'd be like a crossbow.
Yeah, crossbow.
Yeah, that's what I picture you having.
Totally
in your hobbit hole.
Don't come near me. I got a crossbow.
That's what you. We should for your video. Speaking of which, you have a new video that's out. I noticed the other day. Yeah. How to make a DIY steampunk hat, flight hat part two.
Yep.
There should be like a sort of ongoing narrative in the, that if people don't really pay close attention, they don't really recognize, but it's like your slow descent into like building this like steampunk, like hobbit hole type thing for
where then like and soon it's like all dark and yeah. in there, looking all shifty eyed.
Yeah. So if the government is coming to get you, this is what you can use to. Never mind. That probably describes most of the steampunk videos on YouTube that aren't sure. there for costume purposes.
Right.
Right.
That's awesome. Yeah. So.
Some sort of like, that would be actually epic, is some sort of like thing where if you watched all the videos back to back, it became like this funny movie or like, you know.
Oh, yeah. Know,
some like, sort of narrative that.
You'd have to be pretty clever to pull that off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of which I am not.
Too bad.
But someone in the world might be.
Yeah.
Chris Enns.
No. Da, da, da.
You're clever.
Clever-ish.
Clever cookie. Clever-ish.
Yeah.
That's cool. Hey, I took some photos yesterday.
Oh, congratulations.
Which was pretty funny, actually, because I had about 3 hours to kill in Byron. So I went up to the lighthouse, which is... of course, the number one tourist attraction, and it had just rained, so there was water on the ground. So I wanted to take some, you know, non-normal pictures of the lighthouse. So I'm sitting there trying to take a picture of the reflection in a puddle, right? So I'm like sitting on the ground with my camera, right, like in the parking lot, taking a picture of a puddle, and this girl comes by and she's like, "Hey, you know, there's a kangaroo over here." And looking at me like I'm just kind of. What are you doing taking a picture of a puddle when there's a kangaroo?
What?
Anyways, yeah.
In Australia.
Yeah. A live one.
Just so did you get some photos of the kangaroo?
No. I didn't care.
Was it like a big kangaroo? Did it have boxing gloves on?
Just a wallaby. Yeah. But it was just kind of funny. It's like, you're not doing the right tourist thing. There's a kangaroo.
How many times a week do you see a kangaroo?
Zero.
Oh.
On average. 0.2 maybe on that. 0.1.
Like once a
point
year?
0.01. No, probably like 3 times a year. But there's been one in our backyard. But that was only twice. We scared it away by walking towards it. Yeah. I do see crows though.
Mm. That's commonly,
come to Australia. We have many crows. The land of crows. And other birds.
You haven't watched Game of Thrones, have you?
No.
Okay, never mind.
Say something about it.
Well, there's just a lot of crows in Game of Thrones.
Oh, well, there you go. Maybe it's filmed in Australia.
No. I just posted on my blog the other day about the only reason I definitively say that is because I posted a link to a video. It's like the visual effects reel from the show, and they talked about where some of the locations, Ireland, Croatia, Malta, that it's filmed.
Oh yeah,
Sweden. I think
the Lego Movie was filmed in Australia.
Was there?
Did you know that?
I didn't. There isn't really any exterior shots, is there?
No,
like real world.
No. Well, not really. But apparently it was, because that's what it says at the end of the movie.
Huh. Oh. Or do they just tack that on into every movie every, when it comes
every
to Australia?
Country. Yeah. Our government's like censoring. Or how that's not censoring when you add something, is it?
Well, it's kind of like media manipulation or something.
Yeah.
Well, it's like North Korea, apparently, so goes the rumor. I haven't investigated this, but North Korea thought... or. Their government told North Korea, their citizens, that their team was in the World Cup final of soccer, even though they weren't at all.
Well, that's awesome.
So they're making up, like, yeah. So it's certainly not outside the realm of possibility.
Mm. You have to have pretty good control over your country to pull off a stunt like that.
Yeah.
I would say. Like, this call would probably be censored, you and me.
I think that may have been a fake, though, actually, now that I look it up. Because I didn't actually.
There are fakes on the internet.
Apparently.
You got to be a bit careful, Chris.
It had like it has an element of truthiness, right? Because it's like,
yeah,
you certainly could see them doing something like that, but yeah, it's not a. Looks like it was a fake video. My apologies
to everyone who believed whatever I just said. Last 10 seconds.
Yeah, but we'll still put a link in the show notes if you want to find that. goodstuff.fm/ll/69. This is our 69th episode. If you can believe it.
There you go. The big 6-9.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Sorry.
So what's in your, what's in your porridge this morning?
I've got some dates chopped up and some apple and a bit of cinnamon. Makes for a yummy porridge.
Is that your usual? Do you have like just the, do you do the same thing every day basically for breakfast?
I rotate between porridge and muesli. Which I think is like granola in your country.
I think we have muesli here as well.
Yeah.
But maybe it's not the same.
I don't know. It's, you know, a bunch of stuff thrown together.
Yeah.
Nuts and berries, not berries, nuts and seeds and oats, I think. Yeah. What did you have for breakfast, Chris, since we're on the topic?
I had a bowl of mini wheats, actually. On a mini wheat.
With the sugar, like those are the little ones with the sugary sugar on the top.
Sugar on one side and whole wheaty goodness on the other side.
Part nutrition, part sugar.
Yeah, and all sugar.
That's great.
But actually, they are compared to, like, there's a lot of, this is your breakfast moment with Chris. Compared to a lot of other cereals, I noticed when looking, they are actually fairly nutritious, because especially other cereals that sort of make themselves look to be nutritious, like mini wheats actually have a fair amount of fiber and don't have actually that much sugar content compared to some of, like, you know, just say Honey Nut Cheerios or something. I don't know. But like, they actually, as far as cereals go, next to like, that taste good, right? Like, obviously you could have cereals that
obviously like cardboard. You could have those disgusting cereals.
Yeah.
Like shredded wheat.
Or muesli or whatever. But it's, as far as sweet cereals go, it's pretty good. So.
Yeah. Okay.
There you go.
There you go. Well, my little tip is if you are keen to get away from refined sugar, dates are really good.
Dates are good.
You can, yeah, they're like really yummy. Hmm. You could even eat them as a snack, believe it or not.
Nice.
Yeah. So there you go. Mini wheats. Mini wheats. We recommend mini wheats as our breakfast while you're listening to this podcast. And if you're eating a cardboardy type cereal, add some dates to it.
There you go.
And you'll be happy. And I like a nice glass of orange juice with that. So, welcome to Lost.
I heard, question about breakfast and then we'll move on.
Okay. Yeah.
I heard someone, like, it was like one of my older cousins say a long time ago. And so then it became one of those things because my older cousin said it. I kind of believed it, even though it just was. Who knows how much he knew, but he said you shouldn't have orange juice with milk for breakfast because that'll give you bad breath because the orange juice will cause the milk to curdle in your stomach or something like that. Does that make sense? I don't know. It kind of has, again, sounds like something North Korea would say, but.
Yeah. I don't have experience with that, Chris. My breath doesn't seem to change. I have orange juice with cereal or not.
Maybe we should ask Lorinda. We'll have to have Lorinda.
You don't ever have orange juice with your cereal?
Or just like, orange juice is commonly like a milk or a breakfast item, right? But then if you pair it with cereal, not orange juice in your cereal, but you have milk in your cereal and then drink a bunch of orange juice, that's where trouble could ensue.
Yeah. Trouble.
You should run an experiment maybe. Ask Lorinda.
Yeah.
Do it one more
time. Breathe in her face.
Yeah. And just
like,
say,
how's this, babe?
Maybe give it. Is that Lorinda's response? Sound like Scooby Doo.
There was like a little like eyebrow raise that goes with that.
Right.
Those are nonverbal cues.
So tell me about your not funny video.
Yeah. Made a video, not funny. What was it about again?
Hi, my name is Chris, and I like to make things.
This video is a continuation sort of thing of my last video, which was how to make a foam aviator hat. This time we're going to take that hat and we're going to add some steampunk embellishment. Okay? And this is not going to be a funny video. I apologize for bits and pieces missing.
There you go.
Yeah, it wasn't funny.
They're not funny.
I can attest to that. I even left a comment saying it wasn't funny.
Really? I didn't see that.
Yeah. I did, actually.
Cool. Yeah, so that was just a purely informational video. Steampunking the aviator hat we made last time. And yeah, that was just is what it is.
Yeah. I thought you did. It was good, like, you know, referencing a quick short video that referenced other videos, linked to other videos, and will maybe help those videos get more traffic or whatever. Who knows?
Yeah.
And I noticed your branding. Yeah. You've got little branding touches now in your thumbnails, your YouTube.
Yeah, I've put in a little red and black because red and black is my favorite color. Mm. I guess it's actually two colors, but red and black is my favorite color. I read somewhere that it's good to have a little marquee thing on your videos so that people at a glance go, oh, there's another video from my super favorite video creator. And then they go watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a little tip to myself.
Pro tip.
Yeah, pro video tips. And yeah. Just now I'm deciding what I'm going to do next. I had a few different requests. Going to at some point make a Rocketeer helmet, you know, from that movie, The Rocketeer.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be fun. And actually, today I'm working on a little mini top hat. Because scaling down my big top hat pattern doesn't actually work very well for a tiny little top hat, which apparently people like tiny little top hats. Like the size you'd put on a dog's head.
Ah, I see. Or a baby.
But you put it on your own head, but it just looks like it shrunk in the wash and doesn't fit you anymore.
Like for being silly with steampunk stuff? Well, or what?
Not silly, like for looking edgy. Well, no, not edgy. For looking, I just like to use that. just to look cool in a steampunk sort of Victorian way. I guess, did they wear mini top hats in the Victorian times?
I don't know. I come to you for all my steampunk knowledge. Yeah, so.
And I don't have that very good of knowledge. I'm not sure where the little mini top hat thing came from, but people love it.
Hmm. And so you could theoretically, you could sell a new pattern maybe?
Or yeah, like I think something. So. I think I'll actually probably do like three different mini top hats because there aren't any super, like there are some really cool mini top hats. Just sounds funny saying mini top hat. But the cool ones are the like really expensive ones. And so the one I'm making, which is definitely going to work. I tried it out the other day. Looks really cool, but obviously again, you can make it for basically $0. So, it's going to be cool. Cause there's lots of like homemade ones. If you just Googled mini top hats, you see all these ones that look like they're made out of like a toilet paper tube or something, which isn't like, I like things to look nice. So,
right.
So there you go. I'm just skilling up people to make their own excellent mini top hats.
Nice.
Skilling up, that's a good word, hey?
Yeah.
I'm just going to skill you up a bit. If you say that angrily, I'm just going to skill you up. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I don't know either. I got nothing.
Well, there you go. Dare you to use it sometime this week in an angry voice.
Okay, I'll try that.
Okay, and film it.
Film it. Speaking of filming, I was trying to do, you know, how I'm on this, keep trying to tell other people to do the Patreon thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Patreon, so finally today I was just like, I need to just try it out myself and do something on there. But one of the key things that they want or they suggest you have is a video, right?
Yeah.
Which makes sense. This is who I am. Okay. This is why you might give me your dollar a month or whatever. And so I was just trying, I thought I'll just write a script out to sort of see how it feels. And then once I sort of did that, I was like, well, I should just try recording it quickly and see how that goes. And so I just like talked into iMovie in my, on my computer, did a quick rough draft of it. And it was like, that worked pretty well. And then I thought, well, I might as well use, I have an HD camera. I might as well set that up because the camera on my laptop isn't the, my MacBook Air is an older one and it's not perfect, not great for cleanliness. Clearly. Sharpness.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yep.
So I set up the camera on the tripod and thought I might as well use my higher quality mic, et cetera. But then that raised, so then I was like, that was actually just like 10 minutes before you started asking me about podcasting, which is why I said 10 minutes and 8 minutes. So I did all that, set it all up, but then I didn't have, like, so on my laptop, I can have my sort of script, and I'm looking right at it. It's just below the line of the camera, right? And I can read it.
Oh, like you've got, like, your teleprompter.
Yeah, it's almost like a, it's a built-in teleprompter, whereas with the camera, I set it up on the desk, sort of overlooking my mixer, and then, I don't know why, the answer is kind of obvious to me now that I think about it, is just, like, print off the script.
Oh, you have one of those printer things?
Right. You can like make magic ink appear on a page. Or so I've heard. Anyways, my wife does it. I've never tried it. It's I don't think it's for men to use. But so that was my dilemma. Because then I was like trying to read it off my iPhone and hold my iPhone just you know in my sight line, but not on the camera, obviously, in the shot of the camera. And it just became stressful and flustered and I hated myself and... smashed the camera.
Wow, Chris.
Well, not quite.
That's you need some help.
Yeah. Well, that's why I came to you.
All right.
You're the
video here
guy.
You go. Print it out.
Is that so? Tell me what you did on what do you do on some of your videos when you have like a you know it's not like it's perfectly scripted, right? But
no, not perfectly. Well,
it's not. It's not scripted.
In fact, well, okay. So I started off. Because I heard somewhere that you should fully write out your complete script, right? It was like the tip of like, spend the time beforehand so that when you're behind the camera, you can just record it and you're done, right? So you can, because that's, you know, when you have all the camera gear up, that takes a long time to all set up and everything. So spend your time writing the script and then you don't need to spend it recording. Well, that device or that device, that advice was... didn't work for me at all. Cause when you're writing a script, sort of like you don't write like you would talk. At least I don't.
Yeah.
And so I found it just seemed really scripted strangely. So I kind of just throw it away like
had a little overlap there. I loaded the live page.
Oh man. So anyways. No, I don't. In short answer, I kind of think about what I want to say. I might write down just a couple little, jot down a couple things, and then I just keep doing it. So I'll just go, hey, I'm Chris, and I like to make things. And then I go, that sounded dumb. I'll do it again. Hey, my name's Chris. And then even if just the, hey, my name's Chris is good, I'll just cut that section and then jump cut, like just do a cut to me ending the sentence or whatever, right?
Right.
So if I have like a bunch of lines I want to say, I just concentrate on getting one or two of them the way I want. And then I move around a lot in the camera. So like you'll see it's sort of close up sometimes and far away or so that your jump cut doesn't look like it's an accident. So it actually looks intentional.
Right.
So I'll say the same lines with or similar lines because there is no script with me up close to the camera and then I'll say it all again at a different like further back or something or on the other side or whatever just so that I know that if part is good and part is bad I can just cut them together and it looks like I've intentionally moved. There's something about like you should have like in your cut of your jump you should have like sort of like I don't know 20% difference so it looks like it's actually supposed to be that way.
Right. So. And do you do, I've done a bit of that when I've done interviews with other people. Do you, like when you shoot in HD anyways, that's a lot of frame or video that you can use. So I actually will zoom in a bit sometimes, sure. Like do a 20% or whatever zoom crop on the frame, and then that kind of makes it look like the camera zoomed in, but it's, you know, especially if I know it's going to be mixed down to a DVD or whatever, where the quality, it's not going to stay 720p or HD or whatever.
Sure.
Or web, but.
Yeah, totally. You can totally do that.
So you just keep it rolling.
You do get a different feel by actually moving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you just keep it recording the whole time? Like you would just, you know, for an hour or whatever, half an hour, however long? No?
No. No, I'll do each sort of clip. So if I'm going like, what would I say? You should get this top. You should make this top hat because it'll make you look super cool. I'll do that 5 or 6 times. And usually it's when I'm just sort of actually starting to be silly and I'm kind of done. Like, you should get this top hat to be super cool. And then I start saying other things. And then usually I get something that I actually kind of like somewhere in there. But it's amazing how many times you think you got something good and then you go through it and you're like, none of this is good.
Yeah.
And the other thing I think is important is your like eye contact with the camera.
Yeah.
Cause like you say, if you're reading something, even just slightly off to the side, cause humans are so, we're so attuned to eye contact. Like, you know, when someone's looking at you, and you also know when someone's looking at your ear instead of your eyes, right?
Yeah.
And so it's really important to actually be looking right at the camera. So I think that's another reason why I would actually suggest not having a prompting thing even. Like even like writing it out, I would suggest probably not doing that, and like write it out, but have it like sitting beside you. You read the line to yourself. Okay, like, my name's Chris Enns and I'm a super awesome podcaster. And then you look up and look in the camera and go, my name's Chris Enns and I'm a super awesome podcaster. You know,
I should record or hire you to do my video for Patreon. I'll just send you the script and then you
can lip sync it.
Yeah,
to you. This isn't my real voice.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. I hadn't thought about that angle on it too, because it's kind of like I was sitting here trying to do it in like, and of course I'm like giving myself zero time, like whether you had pinged me for podcasting, it was also kind of like one of those things where instead of just taking the time and doing it well, because this is a thing where I'm asking people to give me money, so I should do it, you know, take longer than half an hour or one
cut. I was glad to hear that you pulled out your video camera instead of your computer.
Totally. Which, yeah, like there's people who have, you know, huge followings and audiences, and they could just put out a little like dumb thing recorded with their camera that they're not even like their phone or whatever. And, you know, while they're in the bathroom or something, and people would still donate tons of money, but that's not me. And so, definitely need to. And so, yeah, like trying to up the quality of what I'm able to produce in terms of even just the video, where I'm asking folks to contribute,
in
both from the editing angle as well as, you know, quality of the production or whatever, will just help hopefully speak to what, you know, the kind of stuff that, like, maybe not this podcast exactly, but some of the stuff we do.
And even just people are used to looking at quality images. Like, people watch television movies all day long. And so they're used to seeing quality stuff.
Yeah.
And so at least if it's kind of quality, it doesn't get that immediate, like, this was filmed on someone's computer, laptop with bad light and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
The other thing is, light is really important, Chris.
Is it?
When you're filming it. Yeah, super important.
I shouldn't be in the dark when I do it?
Well, just having a good light source that, so it's not just like, say, overhead lighting from your fluorescent lights, which gives your eyes like that dark, hollow look.
I thought that was like the deep, sexy, mysterious look.
Yeah, that one. And you have to have like smoke rising as well from your pipe or something.
Yeah.
That you're smoking. Yeah. So I'd get a light down like sort of at a 45 degree angle to your face, and just sort of like a foot above where your face would be, sort of thing, right? So it's just coming down at a bit of an angle, and 45 degrees in front of you or something, just to give you some good light.
Nice. Maybe.
Or a window, near a window.
Yeah, that's what I have a window, but
there you go.
But it is like dealing with trying to, like, I should be facing the window, so it's not just half my face is lit up.
Yeah, you don't want full, like, cut in half face. Well, you can. That is the sexy, mysterious
right.
thing, but you probably want just at least a bit of light on your other cheek
yeah.
and eye.
Bingo.
And a little catch light in your eye. That's the key.
The catch light.
Friendlier. Yeah, catch lights are huge. So make sure there's a little square of the light from the window in your eye, in both eyes, if you can.
It kind of makes your eyes sparkle.
Makes your eyes sparkle and makes you look friendly.
Right.
And people like friendly people.
People give money to friendly people.
They do. And yeah, it makes people smile if you're friendly.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, with another quick tip with your video camera, don't record it at its widest angle, right? Like, you know how it can right. zoom in a bit.
Yeah.
Because that can distort your face a bit. That makes your nose look bigger or whatever. So if you can zoom it in a bit and then move a bit further back, you'll get a better face.
Yeah. It'll actually improve my face.
It actually improves your face forever.
Forever.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. Those are all my tips.
Those are some awesome tips for video making on the web or otherwise, thanks. I guess.
Yeah, that's my best tips ever.
I'm glad we planned this episode this way. I think it's a fun thing to do, and like the video stuff, I mean, in general, and like every year it feels like I hear people saying, oh, this is the year of video on the web, and it's like, it is, but it isn't. Like people yeah. still... It's the year of like engaging, what's the non-douchey way? Like the really almost manipulative style list making, listicle kind of like five ways you can improve your whatever right. thing. Like those blog posts that were all the rage, and they still are, like they get shared around on Facebook a lot, but now a video form, like 10 best reactions to the new Star Wars movie or whatever. I don't know.
Right.
And it's like it's still not like quality, amazing video that's being watched by or produced by home users and then watched by the millions, you know?
Yeah.
But the delivery mechanism certainly is a lot better than it used to be as far as bandwidth and quality of video and stuff. But yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. Because anyone can make a decent quality video now, really. Like,
yeah.
Just quality wise. But it's the things that people don't think about, like the lighting and even like distorting your face, that kind of thing. Those are the things that actually are going to set you apart from just Joe, who has a really good camera that just takes really clear video, right?
Yeah.
It's the other stuff that's stayed the same since film cameras, right? Like the lighting is so huge. You can have a crap camera, and if you have good lighting, it'll look pretty good.
Yeah. And audio too. Like audio, I think, is where, in as much as video is important, like obviously to be able to see you, but the audio that if they can't hear and understand, or it's a lot of static, or it's a lot of
yeah.
really trebly or really bassy or whatever, that's, yeah.
Totally. Oh, Chris, one more tip.
Yeah, go for it.
Do we have room for more tips?
Yeah, we've got lots
okay.
of tips, tip space.
So this tip is, like, you know how I was talking about when you say your lines and you cut and whatever, is the great thing about that, rather than trying to say it all in one thing, is when we talk normally, we have a lot of spaces in our talking, you know, like even when we're doing this podcast, you pause and da, da, da. But if you can just cut, like, so basically as soon as you finish the one thought sentence, you go on to another one. That's what we're used to in watching movies and stuff, right? It just goes fast
right.
between scenes and stuff. And you can, like, in 2 seconds, you can see like three different scenes or something. And so, see that pause that just happened there? You could just cut that out. And then, like, it's way better.
I'm going to go back and edit that pause out so it would sound like there was no pause. People be like, he's a liar. That Chris, I can't believe anything he says. He just lied.
What a badass.
We're going to get email from people who's upset that we're saying badass.
Is that a bad word?
I don't know. Would you, if you were listening to a podcast and somebody said that and your son was sitting there, would you be like upset? That's the argument I always hear with podcasting. Like, even though like you can listen to radio in the car and you'd hear that, but like somehow because they chose to listen to, and I'm not talking about like, there's right. certainly an area of like dropping an F-bomb or whatever out of nowhere that would be kind of unsettling. But whenever I hear people complaining about swearing or using, I don't know if that's even a swear anymore, using harsher language on a podcast, it's kind of like, whoa, my kids might be listening. What are you doing? You know?
Yeah, well, I understand that. That's a valid complaint. I just kind of assume no one's listening. So it's mostly like, am I offending Chris? I don't think so.
That's true.
So my apologies. Maybe we should change it to bad acts. How's that?
Bad acts. That's what if your kids are wondering what you were saying, just say bad acts.
Yeah, it's a axe that's really bad at chopping.
Yeah, it's a dull axe. That's what Chris is.
Dull axe. Or just a plastic toy axe.
Yeah. All right. Sorry. Well, I think that's a tip-filled episode. That's like our...
Yeah.
If only people listened to this for tips about video, they would be really happy.
Yeah, it's but gold.
Who knows why they listen?
Who knows if they listen? If you do, we love you.
Yeah.
Dad.
Yeah, would you say that in front of your dad?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would.
Okay.
Yeah. I've heard him say some words.
Really?
Well, not really.
Alf Hubert.
Better not go there, Chris. Because he will be listening.
Right. No. I picture... I don't picture him being like Ned Flanders exactly from The Simpsons, but just the type of swears that Ned Flanders would use.
Right.
Like, I don't know. I don't even... like. I haven't watched Simpsons in a while, but...
Yeah, I was just thinking about Simpsons the other day.
Pickle juice or something would probably be a...
Yeah, that was commonly bandied about in the Hubert household. Ah, pickle juice. Yeah. You nailed it, Chris. Again.
Did. Once again. All right, well...
better than I know myself.
I look forward to hearing reports about your post-apocalyptic hobbit hole that you're building.
Excellent.
In future videos. Where should folks find you on the web, Chris?
LostWaxAws.com. And where can they find you?
I'm on iChris on the Twitter and ChrisEnds.com. This podcast is at goodstuff.fm/LL, which stands for Lost in Lemon, in case you weren't aware what the show was called. I don't think we introduced it ever.
Possibly not.
There's some episodes on there, back episodes, if you're looking for a back catalog. I'm slowly adding the old ones from the old site, moving them over, but very
slowly. You
should
just add the good ones.
I know. If I knew which ones were good, I'd do
that. Yeah, if you wanted to listen through them all over 69 hours later.
It would be funny to go. We should have the next time we're together, we'll go on a little like 2-hour car drive somewhere and just listen to select episodes of our own podcast and we'll laugh.
Live the glory moments.
Yeah. All right. I have something to play us out that's not our theme song.
Oh, nice.
I don't know what's even going to be said in this, so bear with me here.
Bearing
with me. Swearing with me.
He was raised in the land down under, where a man thinks on his feet, speaks with his fists, and lives by his wits.
Two beers, all right? One for me, one for me, mate.
A legendary figure about to encounter a world more treacherous than any he has ever known.
Big Dundee from Australia. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm just going down for a couple of days. Probably see you around.
Fine.
Is this your first trip to New York?
First trip anywhere.
Well, we might just have to give you one for free.
Yeah. One more.
How are you finding New York?
A bit of a lunatic asylum. That's why I love it, because I fit right in.
G'day.
Hello.
Sorry. G'day. Look.
My back! Stop it! Stop it!
throws a can of soup and hits him.
When are you coming home, bud?
Well, if you can manage, Walt, I'd like to stay a while.
Wouldn't have anything to do with a certain lady writer, would it?
Paramount Pictures presents...
Your pal, Senor Meek.
Paul Hogan.
Hey, my man, what's that?
Wait.
As Crocodile Dundee.
You got a light, buddy?